Hello everyone, welcome to the number one Divine Intervention virtual event, the Dive Social Summit for short. If you are new to Dive Live Online, my name is Iona Maid. I'm your big vision and mission purposepreneur and founder of the Soul Speakers Academy. And I'm your host for this interview series. So I've brought together 49 guest experts who I like to call soul speakers from all over the world, sharing with you soul-inspired, intuitive business, lifestyle, and marketing strategies for purpose-driven business owners. So throughout the 49 days of the Social Summit, I'll bring each of my guests into the Soul Speaker Spotlight for you. So not only will they share their free gift during the Social Summit, they'll also share their soul-inspired strategy for the day. So I will put that link to today's free gift around this interview. So hopefully this event is coming to you in divine timing, with divine energy and in divine flow. Because we know that the universe brings us what we need, but it's not always much fun to do it alone. So that's why you'll have the opportunity to connect with me, my guests, and all of the like-minded attendees for the Dive Social Summit in the Soul Speakers Tribe. So I also have some bonus training for the summit. It's called Speak Your Soul's Message 101, and I'll be opening up enrollment into my Soul Speakers Academy, so do look out for the links for that. So we have about 20 minutes together today, and I'm going to welcome my very special guest. I've been super excited about bringing this guest to you, so please welcome Shefali Burns. Hi Shefali, how are you?
I'm great, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, so welcome to the Dive Social Summit. So let me give you a warm introduction. So Shefali is a transformation consultant and catalyst for change. She's a speaker, author, healer, coach, entrepreneur, founder, creator, and host of Awakened Happiness Now, Activate Your Abundance Telesummit. As the founder, creator, and host of Awakened to Happiness Now and Activate Your Abundance, and also brand new, hot off the press, Shifting with Shefali on Untimed Radio. Shefali helps people to awaken to their fullest potential and transform their lives by using tools, processes shared by world-renowned transformation speakers in the fields of energy, coaching, and healing. How exciting. She wears many hats and has many gifts. So if you have any questions whatsoever for Shefali, if you're here on their featured day, do come over and continue on the conversation in the Facebook group. And if you're not here on Shefali's featured day, then do get that free gift and move into inspired action. So Shefali, before we touch on your free gift that you've brought to the Social Summit and your soul-inspired strategy, can you tell our audience a little bit about how your path unfolded and how you come to do what you're doing in the world today?
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me here today. It's such an honor and blessing. And I just want to share a little bit about how I started on this path. Mm-hmm. So, I've been meditating and I've been doing energy work for a long time, 25 plus years. Mm-hmm. And 5 years ago, it seems like five, six years ago, I was really unhappy. I was miserable, and I kept this secret for a long time that I was unhappy. I had everything. I was married. I had a good husband. I'll be honest, he was a good husband. Two wonderful kids, a home, two cars, a dog, a secure government job. Yet inside, I was deeply, deeply unhappy. And I knew I had to do something with my life. I knew I had to shift something. So I got divorced. And then a few years later, I left the government as well. And now what I'm doing is following my joy, following my bliss, following what lights me up, and following my intuitive guidance within. I'm connected to source, God, universe, whatever name you want to call it. And when I'm following that guidance from within, life is magical. I just got married again last year in October to the love of my life. I met him, just a few years ago, and it is just wonderful. And I'm doing a job or career that I love. I'm serving thousands of people worldwide. And that's my mission, to bring hope and awareness to people so that they know they don't have to struggle. They don't have to go through what I went through for 20 years, being unhappy. There are other choices. There are tools and processes and teachers, who can help lift us out of those feelings of being stuck and not having any choice.
Oh, that is perfect. I love that. I love that you say that you're being divinely guided, and hopefully our audience are too. And if you're not now, then you will be by the time the end end of the summit, because it is that divine intervention, that divine guidance that we can all tap into. And when we don't, it does look like, you know, and feel really uncomfortable. You know that you have that shift and that calling inside of you. And you're saying about you had a government job, and I like to call it a soul-sucking day job.
Yes.
When you're doing those things, it's like, you know that there's something inside of you, you know, and as Shefali says, that now she's taken that leap of faith, is reaching thousands of people. So it's amazing. You're a true inspiration. I want to touch on the point that you say, and I really resonate with that. And guys, you'll get to know my story as you get to know me if you don't already. And that was similar for me. What felt like on the outside, or what looked like on the outside, I should say, like a perfect life. I was married and I had just bought a house, a detached home. And, you know, I did have that soul-sucking night job at the time. And, you know, we got married on Cocoa Beach. I traveled out from the UK. And something inside of me was just, I don't know, it just felt like a lonely, empty mess. And I had somebody that was supporting me. We've been together for a few years, and I did the same. I just thought, you know what, this is not for me anymore. And it takes that courage, and it takes that tapping into what you really feel called to do to actually make that shift and make that breakthrough. Shefali, before we kind of move forward, what would you say to somebody who was in the position that we were in? And not to say that you want to be in that position, but you just know that actually this is not working for me. I'm not doing myself, I'm not being honest to myself. I'm not doing myself the good, and I'm not doing my partner or my husband or my wife or my, you know, that other person any good. You're not being true to you. What would you say to somebody that's in that position that you want them to awaken to more joy and happiness?
And that's the thing, you know, when I was going through all of that, I had no support from anybody. So I really was trusting in myself and trusting in the divine and trusting in that guidance. So if you're being called to do something different, anything, if you have that thought that I need to do something else, this is not working for me, then you know that that is part of your mission. And you know, to be honest, if we are not fulfilling our mission, if we're not fulfilling our calling, what brings us joy, then we are being a disservice, not just to ourselves and our family, but to the rest of the world as well. They need to hear your message. They need to hear what you have to offer. Mm-hmm. And as much as, you know, it is scary, and you're right, it takes a lot of courage to really leave everything and everyone and break all the societal rules, right? And all the cultural rules and all of those things, it's worth it. Yeah. Because now my ex-husband, he is remarried. He's happy. My children, they're both teenagers. They're both happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I have, you know, I found love in my life. I'm joyfully being of service to thousands of people worldwide. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win-win. You know, it's been fantastic and amazing. And, it's scary, yes, but if you just follow your heart, follow that guidance within you who that is saying, step up, do something different.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. Thank you, Shefali. And, you know, when you're in that place, and if you are, you know, and there's no judgment, you know, do share, because we've been there. We can be vulnerable as well. And sometimes, especially online, we have that virtual persona and that real stuff that's going on behind closed doors. Invite you to share, because once you do, it does feel liberating, it does feel freeing. And I don't know about for you, Shefali, that when you're in that space and you're not tapping into everything, all the abundance and all the prosperity and the wealth, and it just feels like you're coming from that place of lack. You might have the material things, like you said, you know, you seem to have it all, and I seem to have it all, but it wasn't true abundance for me, you know, that material stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I, you know, like I said, I did have it all. I still have it all. I have to be honest, you know, I have a house and, you know, all the material possessions that I want and require, I have. But if I don't have that connection within, none of it means anything. Yeah. If I don't feel that love within, and that love is, you know, from God, from source, from universe, it's a love from myself, as you know, as well, right? If you go even deeper, if you don't have that, if you can't feel that within, nothing else really matters. You're just an empty shell, right? And so that connection to source, to who you truly are, is the most important thing of this journey, the most important part of this journey. Mm-hmm. Once we connect to that, then we are unstoppable. You know, honestly, there's nothing that we can't do, because we have that support and that guidance and that energy that, you know, that you have is fantastic. It's just like unbelievable once you connect.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. So let's talk about your free gift that you bring to the summit. And I thank you for bringing that. So I'll introduce that and then we can just have that conversation. And again, I will put the link to today's free gift. So you have my full permission to multitask and get that. So you'll be setting yourself up. So Shivali brings to the summit the activation, abundance activation kit. And in that, it's simple steps that you might even have heard before. But when I signed up for it, I was just like, you know what? There's certain things that I've done before that I've not done for a long time. And when I did the first step, I was like, wow. So Shivali, do share with us what someone's going to get. Because sometimes we think, oh, yeah, no, I know it all. I've heard that. And sometimes we do the things that we need to do at one time. And then when we're in alignment in a different place, then we can activate that abundance and raise our vibration. So yeah, do share.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's called the Abundance Activation Kit. And within it, there's a workbook, there's an MP3 where I actually take you through an activation and energy activation. And then you receive a series of emails as well, right? Just some more advice, more challenges, you know, helping you to stick with it, right? So some of the things that we do are around really simple, like decluttering. And I know people laugh about this, but it really does help. Once you're able to clear your space physically and energetically, it will help clear up that energy and move that energy around so that you can start to activate more of the abundance. You can start to be more in the flow. And that's a practical, hands-on tool, right? And the other one that I really love and I really talk about a lot is gratitude, appreciation, you know, writing down three things that you're grateful for every day. And people say, yeah, I'm grateful all the time. Great, fantastic. But I really want you to write it down because I want you to anchor that energy in to this 3D world. We are here on this physical planet. So I want you to anchor that in more. And then on those days, you know, when you're really having a bad day and nothing is working, you know, and you're feeling kind of stuck and lost, you can go back and read those entries in your journal and feel inspired and know that, oh my goodness, you know, I am blessed. I am so blessed. And I have so much goodness in my life. And that will automatically shift you out of that feeling of stuckness and into expansion. And when you're in that state of expansion, you're in the flow and possibilities are open to you and you're more creative and the energy flows. And that is what I want you to tap into. That is the expansiveness and the grace that I talk about, because there's no difference between that connection within and that state of gratitude. It's the same. You know, I've checked it out myself many times. It's exactly the same. And in that state, you can create anything. And then I think, you know, there's lots of other tools as well that I do, but those two are the most important. And then one of the other ones that I'll just add in quickly is like, how much money do you have in your wallet? How much money do you carry in your wallet every day? So I have quite a bit in my wallet. So I have Canadian dollars, I have American dollars, and I have euros, right? And, you know, when I look in my wallet, I never feel like I'm poor. I always have money. So I can buy anything that I want, right? And so that feeling of abundance is really important for you to nurture. And I think that those are some of the tools that will help you. And the activation MP3, I have received so much feedback from that, from people. They are just loving it.
I love that. Thank you so much, Shivali. And you touched on a few points there. And the piece where you're saying about upgrading your space, and that was the thing for me. I was like, well, Shivali, I've done that before. I've done it for many years. And that's why I say sometimes you think, oh, you know, and you might have tried it. But I said, well, let me think. And I started to think, okay, there's things behind here or things behind there. And, you know, paperwork that was there from sorting out my dad's estate and, you know, this and this. And I thought, okay, those are the things that I'm going to go back to now. And then I went in my daughter's bedroom and within, like, I think it was a day. I think you say like 24 to 48 hours trying mm-hmm. to get this down. So I did that. Well, 2 days later, I came out of my daughter's room with like four trash bags full of stuff and, you know, stuff that she'd grown out of, stuff that was broken, stuff that was, you know, that we could take to the charity shop. Mm-hmm. wow, I don't feel like just closing my daughter's door anymore on the way to my office. And she was sat in her room, just that space. It's not even just for yourself sometimes. It's actually, you know, your whole environment where you don't feel like, oh, well, it's not my workspace. My workspace is okay and probably it's not. So just do have a look around and see for yourself, where can I start to upgrade my space? And love it.
Well, even your office, you know, yeah, even your work area, for example, it's not just the physical space, but it's also your website. It's your emails, because, you know, we collect a lot, right? And so we collect a lot of energy, and sometimes that energy is no longer serving us, right? So let it go. If you ever want to go back and subscribe to a newsletter, yeah, you can just do that again, right? And I do that all the time. I mean, I'm always subscribing to new ones. And then, once they've served their purpose or I don't need them anymore, I'll unsubscribe, because I know they're still out there and I can always go back, right? But it's about keeping that energy clear as well.
Yeah, definitely. Which I have been doing, actually. So it must be that subliminal thing from you. I'm just sat there. Like, this, and this, when you don't open those, because they're not in alignment with where you are now. It's those ones that you really look forward to opening and you always open, like keep those.
Yes, absolutely.
The energy, and when you've got thousands in your inbox, and I do that as well. And I definitely will be going back and taking note and doing it again. And that's what I mean by, you know, sometimes you hear these things and it's like, well, I've tried that before, and then it builds up. So it's like building that muscle and continuing on and you know, having that environment practically and energetically as well.
Well, it's a constant practice, right? Because you always want the energy flowing and moving. You don't want it to get stuck and stagnant, right? And so a lot of people, sometimes they feel stuck, and that's because they're not focusing on what can shift and what can change.
Yeah, definitely. I love that you say about writing the gratitude down. I am someone that does my gratitude, and my daughter gave me a gratitude stone. It's a heart. Me and my partner say gratitude as well. And we have done for years. I mean, I don't do it all the time religiously. Most of the time I do it. And if I'm not doing it with the stone, I'm doing it definitely every day throughout the day. But writing it down, I don't do as much. And you say, write it down, anchor it in. So I would invite you guys listening, our audience, to continue on the conversation and just, you know, let us know the three things that you are grateful for today. And I'm grateful for being here, grateful for having the technology, and grateful for being comfortable in my own skin. So Shefali, let's move on to your soul inspired strategy for today. And guys, this soul inspired strategy, so you have the activate your abundance kit, or abundance activation kit, sorry. And you have the MP3, that's the additional, so do listen to that. But the soul inspired strategy is about moving and feeling your way through today. And we may have touched on a little bit of the points, but we just want to leave you with that takeaway that you can actually keep as a consistent practice to keep your energy up. So Shefali, do share what that is today that you really want our audience to take away before we wrap up.
Sure. So one of the simple strategies for me is focusing on your heart, focusing on your heart center. And it's sometimes we don't know what that feels like. So you can just put your hand, you know, your left hand on in the middle of your chest, right? Just focus there and breathe there. Just take a few deep breaths and feel that connection. Okay. And then I just want you to imagine that there are roots growing out of your feet going into the ground. It is so important for us to be grounded to Mother Earth, to the heart and core of Mother Earth. So just imagine that there are roots going down deep, 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 deep down into the heart of Mother Earth. And just feel that and imagine that and see the difference you feel automatically when you do that. And then breathe that energy back up into your being. And it's for me, it's a golden, yummy, loving energy that I'm able to bring back up. And from that energy, from that space in your heart, visualize what you would like your life to be like. Imagine what you would like your life to be like, whether it's business, personal, love, you want to look for your soulmate, whether it's your health, whatever it is, just imagine and visualize what you would like your life to be like when you're in that state, in that space. And then take one action, physical action, to move you forward on that. Okay, so just move you forward on that. Just take one simple action. It could be, for example, if you wanted to have more energy in your life, you can say, okay, I'm going to go and walk for 10 minutes today, right? So do that. And so as much as you can stay in this space, stay in this space. This is you. This is energy, and you are energy, and you're an energy being. Or as one of my friends says, you are a frequential being, right? So we're always vibrating at a certain frequency. So I'd like you to start vibrating at the frequency of love and appreciation and gratitude. And from that, just watch. Miracles will happen. Miracles have happened in my life. I mean, I've shared about this on my shows many times, but my life truly in the past 5-6 years has become miraculous because of that. Just doing this exercise, your life will become magical. So I challenge you and I invite you to try this on your own. And it can be that simple.
Oh, thank you so much. And guys, I was following along with that. And I actually do barefooted. So I was able to put my feet down and imagine that. So I did that with you. And I know that you talk about that on your MP3. So it's a great resource. I do invite you again to multitask and go and grab it. So we're going to wrap up today's interview. And thank you so much, Shefali, for joining us. And I will ask you if you have anything to add, some final words. So really, we want to continue on the social summit and the conversation. And that's why I've called it a social summit, because we want to be connecting with people that are vibrating at that higher frequency. We know that like attracts like. So you coming here is by no mistake. You having this gate to activate your abundance is no mistake. It's going to be beautiful. And as Shefali says, the miracles happen. And I honor that. And I do believe that. And for me, myself, on my journey, just tapping in and just bringing the social summit, bringing all of the guest experts, because I visualized what it is that I wanted to be doing and how I wanted to be speaking my soul's message, how I wanted to be living my life, you know, and I'm on that journey. I still have some ways to go. It doesn't mean to say I've got everything figured out, but, you know, the power of it is phenomenal. So I do stand by that. So hopefully you've got massive value and you will share this event with everyone that you know. Have them come in, have them have these soul-inspired strategies and these free gifts from all of the soul speakers. And each and every one of us, all 49, Shefali included, myself included, we believe in transformation, right? And we know if you are someone like Shefali, you know, we have this life and we want to create change and we want to have shifts in the world and reach more people. If that is you and you want to create that transformation, we know that transformation begins one person at a time, and that person is you. So we invite you in, and we're not asking you to pay for the replays of the social summit for the interviews, and we're not locking off the freebies for you, because we don't want you to stay stuck behind closed doors. We want to be here supporting you. So do let us know the three things that you're grateful for, and do come into the social summit and grab my bonus training. It's called Speak Your Soul's Message 101. And again, I will be showing you how to get featured, how to get your message out there, like we are on summits and radio, virtual events, and just really be as abundant in your life as you possibly can. So I love that you bring this to the summit. I really, really appreciate it. And Shefali, is there anything before we do jump off that you want to add? Because my brain's going and I'm thinking, wow, you know, just that ripple effect, how powerful that is, that we're inviting you in to actually do this for yourself is amazing. So is there anything else that you want to share before we go?
I just want to share really quickly that, you know, this summit that Iona is doing is so special and so powerful. And you have a choice of listening to 49 different speakers and receiving 49 different messages and tools. So please do take advantage of it. And something will resonate with you. Somebody or someone will resonate with you. So you have choices, you have options, and different tools and processes. So please do take the time to listen and watch and engage in this, and you'll see how your life transforms. So thank you so much, Iona. This has been just lovely.
Oh, thank you so much. And Shefali, as you say that, actually, you know, each of our guests are here. So come over to www.divelive.online, see the area of expertise that if you need a lot or a little bit of support in whatever area that is. And if you love what Shefali is sharing, I do also have my Uber giveaway that Shefali and each of my guests will be contributing to as I open up the Soul Speakers Academy. So I do invite you to really join us and really raise the vibration of our planet. The world needs you, needs your gifts. And you, if you're in a soul-sucking day job, and just seeing yourself actually doing what it is that you really, really want to do. So that's it for today's interview. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you for being here. Hopefully I'll get to meet you very soon. And I look forward to bringing more soul speakers to the Dive Social Summit for you, sharing soul-inspired, intuitive business, lifestyle, and marketing strategies. This is Diana Mead signing off and saying I'll see you over at www.divelifeonline. Take care, guys.